Alfred Gill, In Memoriam, by Judy Wilkinson. The facility at the East Bay Center for the Blind in Berkeley was packed on Sunday afternoon, May 15, as we gathered to pay tribute to Alfred Gill, who had passed away a few weeks earlier. Connie Gill spoke of her beloved husband of over 25 years. In fact, the two married in this same location on Halloween because, as Al quipped, no CCB chapter would be conducting a meeting on a fifth Saturday. Little did we know then that following her years battling cancer, we will be attending a memorial service for Connie herself in this same location at the end of August. All Al's families were there. His CCB family was there, represented by Steve Fort from his Bayview chapter home, Frank Welty, president of Al's San Francisco chapter home. I had the honor to represent CCB on behalf of myself as incoming president and Jeff Tom, outgoing president. Al, his voice so frail, shared with us at a recent board meeting that we must continue with the work of CCB. We thanked him for his loyalty and devotion to CCB for over 65 years. His orientation center for the blind family was there. Colleagues, including former administrator Mike Cole, who shared that Al gave him a cane travel tip or two over the years. Other OCB instructors, including Diane Smith, Phil Yoakum, and others, shared. The OBC staffers remembered the belly laughs and classical music emanating from Al's office, as in his capacity as rehab counselor, he met with numerous students. And, of course, Al's own family, his children and his first wife, his second family and Connie's children. His and Connie's son, Vincent, hosted the event and spoke about his dad's love for his wife's chocolate cake, which we had the privilege of sharing this day. His children spoke of their dad's involvement in their lives, such as various childhood activities like scouting. They remembered trips with Dad by Greyhound bus, changing from one bus door to another as updated departure announcements were heard. Perhaps the origins of Al's famous Greyhound bus imitation? I did my own spoof of Al's imitation of the Cal Berkeley Marching Band. We roared with laughter, sharing some of Al's funniest stories, which is exactly how he'd want us to remember him, doing work to enhance the lives of blind people everywhere, sharing good jokes and memories of one who made everyone he touched happier.